Hashem, tonight we're going to try to discuss a topic which perhaps tangentially comes up here in Daf Beis, Umad Aleph, in Rabbeinu Chananel's comment on the Mishnah. We'll see. I guess it's debatable whether it really comes up here in Daf Beis. Either way, it's an important point on the sugya later in Daf Hei. So either way, it belongs in Megillah. So remember that the first Mishnah has the din of Yom HaKnisa, right? That if people live in a small town, well, what's the definition of a small town? So based on the Mishnah and Gemara later, that you don't have Asar Batlanim. There's no 10 people who guarantee that you're going to have a steady minion. So then, the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah in the original Takana of Purim created this Kula, that they can read the Monday or Thursday before your Dalit. Okay. Now, why is Monday or Thursday easier? Why is that Kula helpful to the B'nai Kfarim? It's helpful because Monday or Thursday is a Yom HaKnisa, right? It's a day in which they gather. So Rashi said that they would gather in the cities because the Batei Dinin were in session. Now, if you take a look in the Rabbeinu Chananel, and in the left-hand margin of the Gemara here on Beis of an Aleph, so Megillah Nikreis B'yad Aleph B'yad Reis B'yad Gimel B'yad Dal B'tezvav Lo Tochos V'lo Yoseh. Quote the Mishnah. V'halo Kosav Kra Ela B'yad Dal B'tezvav V'hanei Kuhu Min Aleph. He paraphrases the Gemara's question of where do we find an allusion to this in the Megillah that Purim, or at least the Kriyas and Megillah of Purim, is not limited to just Yudal and Tezvah. The Aminan, and the Gemara says, Kidubainan Lamema Lakaman, anticipating what the Gemara discusses at greater length later, that Chachamim Hikilu al Hakfarim, Sheyu Magdim and Liyama Knesset. Chachamim, we're Mesakein this Kula for the Kfarim. The Koran B'yad Aleph B'yad Beis B'yad Gimel Perish Yom HaKnisa Yom Beis V'yom Hei, the Monday or Thursday Nikra Yom HaKnisa. Why is it called Yom HaKnisa? B'nei Shenichnasim B'nei HaKfarim B'krachim K'dei Sheyispalalu B'tzibur V'yikru B'sefer Torah. And so Rabbeinu Chananel doesn't correlate it with Batei Din, anything of the sort. No, Rabbeinu Chananel says it's because Monday and Thursday they made a minyan, that the rest of the week they had no minyan, but on Monday and Thursday they had a minyan. They would go in to the larger cities for a minyan, and ubiyom shenachnasin, and once they were already coming in from the countryside, so then misapkin mayim umazal lachem shevikrachem, then they would provide them with food and water. Right. So according to Rabbeinu Chananel, again Monday and Thursday are Yom HaKnisa, because it was in those days that they went out of their way to make sure that they would daven with a minyan, and therefore they would have both tefillah b'tzibur as well as kriyas atar. Okay. Now, tefillah b'tzibur obviously is equally either obligatory or laudatory, depending upon whether tefillah b'tzibur is a chiyuv or just a mila, a very important mila. If we have time, maybe we'll discuss that a little bit later. But tefillah b'tzibur has the same status on Yom Aleph, Gimel, Dalet, and Vav as it does in Sheni v'Chamishi, obviously. So Rav Zak Zichrono Livracha assumed, and this is debatable. This is definitely debatable, that in Rabbeinu Chananel the emphasis is on the Yikru v'Sefer Torah. He was assuming that it wasn't just purely pragmatic considerations, that they just couldn't do it every day. So if you can't do it every day, so choose the days on which you'll get the biggest return for your investment. Choose Monday and Thursday. He was assuming that it was more linked again to fulfilling an absolute chiyuv, and he thought that the pshat in this Rabbeinu Chananel is that you see the following. That according to Rabbeinu Chananel, you see that he is of the opinion that Kriyas HaTorah is a Chovas Yochid, right? Kriyas HaTorah is a Chovas Yochid, but on the other hand, Tefillah b'tzibur is not an absolute chiyuv. Tefillah b'tzibur is, this is not to discourage anyone from setting their alarm tomorrow morning and going to minyan. It's certainly a maila gadolah ma'od, even if you don't hold that it's a chiyuv. But that's what he thought was the pshat in Rabbeinu Chananel, that Kriyas HaTorah is a chiyuv. So maila Monday and Thursday, it didn't make a difference that that it was a big tircha to have a minyan. But the tefillah b'tzibur is a maila, but not an absolute chiyuv. So let's, if we have time, maybe we'll discuss both, but let's certainly begin, because the question of whether or not Kriyas HaTorah is a Chovas Yochid or Chovas Tzibur is certainly is a topic of Masachas Megillah. Again, just to define the Tzadei HaShela, the question is this, right? So if I'm at home Monday morning or Thursday morning, not together with nine other men, so am I chayav in Kriyas HaTorah? But the only thing is, I have to go find myself a minion with which to be mekayim the mitzvah. Right? That's if Kriyas HaTorah is a chovas yachid. Or perhaps no, it's only a chovas tzibur. If there's a minion assembled in some place, so then they have an obligation to lay it. But if there's no minion assembled, so no one has been mevatel the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. That's the question that we're debating, and that possibly Rabbeinu Chananel is intimating to us that he's of the opinion that Kriyas HaTorah in fact is a Chovas Yochid, that even when I'm at home Monday or Thursday morning, so I'm Chayev in Kriyas HaMegillah. Now what is the question come up more definitely is, let's jump ahead for a minute to the Gemara in Daf Hei Amud Aleph. In the very top of Hei Amud Aleph, Omer Rav, the last two words in the first line. Omer Rav, Megillah Bizmana, Koren Osa Afilu B'Yochid, Shelo Bizmana Ba'asar. So Megillah Bizmana means, it's interesting why Rashi says Yudalid. Okay, presumably he doesn't mean that Lafuke Fam Tezvav, but Shelo Bizmana means when the Kfarim would be reading on Yom HaKnisa. So Rav says, when you're reading Megillah on Yudalid, presumably or Tezvav, so then you can read even B'Yechidus, even if you don't have a minyan. But when you're reading on Yom HaKnisa, so then you have to read Davke B'Tzibur. Then you have to read B'Tzibur. Ravasi Amar, Bein Bizmana, Bein Shelo Bizmana Basar. And Ravasi says, no, even if you're reading Megillah on your Dalid, so even then you have to read Ba'asar. Good, fine. Said the Gemara tells the story. Have a uvda, v'chosh le'rav, lohadu Ravasi. That it happened, and Rav made a special effort. He made a concerted effort, even bizmana, to assemble a minyan. Right? Despite the fact that that was Ravasi's opinion, Rav himself was choshesh for him. Okay. Now here there is a very fundamental machlokas rishonim as to just what the pshat is in the machlokas Rav and Ravasi. Let's take a look at Rashi. Ravasi Omar, the first narrow line in the Rashi lines. Ravasi Omar bein bizmana bein b'shelo bizmana mitzvah lachzor achar asara mishum persumei nisa. Aval ilo ashkach asara lo Omar Ravasi de lo likrei. She'ein isur kriyasa b'yachid. So Rashi says that when Rav Asi says that bein bizmana bein shelo bizmana ba'asara, he's not telling you absolutely le'ikuva, right? We're not talking about even b'di'evetz in the machlokas Rav and Rav Asi. We're talking about l'chatchila, and that Rav Asi is saying that to read the Megillah, even bizmana ba'asara, it's not stam an inyan of beravam hadis melech. It's not just the normal type of lechatchila to do something b'tzibur, but no, this is really integral to the mitzvah. But the truth is, Rav Asi agrees that when push comes to shove, that the truth is that Rav Asi is not saying that asara is absolutely kuvah, right? And presumably, according to this Mahalach, Rav attaches less importance, not that he attaches no importance, but he attaches less importance to having Asara Bismana. Right? Good, fine. Now take a look at Tosfos here. The Tosfos right here. Have a Uvda B'chosh Le'Rav L'Hod Rav Asa. Despite the fact that Rav himself was choshesh for Rav Asi's opinion, we pass him like Rav. The high Rabbi Yochanan is like Havasai b'parik sheni, because Rabbi Yochanan sides with Rav. Where do you see that Rabbi Yochanan sides with Rav? The ka'ama hakarei b'megillah haksuva bein haksuvim Yotza. Umasik habi yachid habi tzibur. Alma shekaren osa habi yachid. So Tosfos says there is a Gemara later in your Testament days. The Gemara discusses the following. Right? When we lay in the Megillah, so we always have the Megillah written on its own cloth, right? It's not part of a cloth that has anything else on it, right? It's written just the Megillah. So what happens if you would have a Megillah which would be ksuva bein haksuvim? Let's say you have one cloth in which you wrote all of ksuvim. So you have all of, you have Mishle, you have Tillim, you have the Chumash Megillah. So you have all of ksuvim in a cloth, and so you find the place and you lay in. Vayivi me'ach hashver shel dov v'shol m'chol zara. So the Gemara in New Testament Bay says that Amar Rabbi Yochanan, if you read from Megillah ksuvim bein haksuvim lo yotza. And then the Gemara qualifies that and says that's dafka b'tzibur, but b'yachid you can read even in the Megillah haksuva ben haksuva. That's the New Testament verse. So what's that got to do with us over here? So Tosfos explains. Well, apparently, obviously, you see that you can read b'yachid, right? If you have to tell me that in terms of the halacha of Megillah haksuva ben haksuvim, there's a difference between when you're reading b'tzibur, when you're reading b'yachid. Obviously, you can read the Megillah bein b'tzibur bein b'yachid. So whose opinion is that? That can only be Rav's opinion, that Megillah b'zmana kona fil b'yachid, because according to Rav Asi, bein b'zmana bein shelo b'zmana is vasara. Right? So what do you see from Tosfos' raya? You see that Tosfos understood the machlokes Rav and Rav Asi differently, right? Clearly, Tosfos understood that the machlokes Rav and Rav Asi is even about b'dievids, and that when Rav Asi said Megillah bein bizmana, bein shelo bizmana vasara, Rav Asi meant that le'ikuva, because otherwise there's no raya from Rav Yochanan against Rav Asi, right? Rav Yochanan only contradicts Rav Asi and sides with Rav if Rav Asi said you cannot b'shum ofen uponim read the Megillah b'yochid. If Rav Asi was only saying it's very, very important l'chatchila to read the Megillah ba'asara, even bizmana, so then Rav Asi would also be consistent with that Gemara later on Daf Yotes. So we have here, right here, Al Adaf, we'll see in a minute, the same machlokas is paralleled between the Baal Amor and the Ramban. We have here a machlokas whether Rav and Rav Asi, are they debating about the chatchilas, or they're debating about b'dievitz. According to Rashi, they're debating about the chatchilas. Even Rav Asi never said you can't read the Megillah b'yachid. So Rashi wouldn't see any raya from Rabbi Yochanan against Rav Asi. Tosfos says no. When Rav Asi said bein bizmana bein shelo bizmana ba'asara, so Rav Asi is precluding reading the Megillah b'yachid. Memela Tosfos says the Gemara in Yotas is against Rav Asi. Fine, okay. The main point, which is going to be of interest to us in a minute, is that according to Tosfos, Rav Asi says you cannot read the Megillah b'yachidus at all, right? Neither shelo bizmana, but not even bizmana, not even on yadal. Good, fine. Now, so if you take a look in the riff on this Gemara, it's on Gimel and Medalef and Medapi HaRif. Thank you. in the top line in Gimel and Aleph in the Daf Yavir. The Rif quotes his Gemara here on the top line. Amar Rav, Megillah b'zmana, Kohen Asar b'yochid, v'shalal b'zmana, Kohen Asar b'asar. For Rav Asi Amar, Bein b'zmana, Bein shalal b'zmana, Kohen Asar b'asar. Hava uvda v'chash l'rav, l'had Rav Asi. Fine. So far, just quoting verbatim. Now, comes the Rif's comment. V'afal gav d'chash l'rav, l'had Rav Asi. Kaim alon k'rav. Tohara b'yochanan koi k'avosei. So the Rif basically says the same thing which the Balei Atosa said later, right? Same understanding of the Machlokas, that Rav Asi said even the Ikuva we must have Asara, and therefore Memela Rav Yochanan, according to that scheme of things, is then siding with Rav, and therefore we pass him like Rav. Take a look in the Baal HaMor. So the Baal HaMor, the first 4.5 lines, summarizes the Gemara and the Rif's comment. And if you take a look in line 5, he says, Eilu Divya Rif Zal. And then he says, Ule Didan Lo Machra'a. He says, I don't see that the Rif brought a Raya to be Machria, that we should paskin like Rav against Rav Asi. Ula didan lo machre od Rav Yochanan k'rav. Why? The ad kan lo ka'amer Rav Asi ela shem mitzvah sa l'chatchila l'krosu b'yod mishum pirsumei nisa aval im k'ra'a b'yochidi v'hakol yotza bein bizmana bein shalo bizmana. So the Baal HaMor agrees with whose pshat? With Rashi's pshat, right? That Rav Asi never said it li'ikuva. If Rav Asi never said it li'ikuva, then Rav Yochanan is not siding. Rav Yochanan is being diplomatic. He's not getting involved with a machlokas Rav and Rav Asi. Now, comes the Baal HaMor, and he adds a raya. Teda, toholo tanin lo b'masnisin, disnan ein parson al shma, ve'ein ovin lifnei ha'teva. Right, take a look, right, at the famous mission in the third parak. Here on the Chav Gimel Amid Beis, we're coming right back to the Baal HaMor, but just if you look for a moment on Chav Gimel Amid Beis, so the Mishnah says Ein Parson Al Shema. Let's translate that as saying Baruch Hu. Ein Oven Lifnei Ateva, you don't have a Chazar Sashatz. Ein Nosen Es Kapeya, Ein Konim Don Duchen. In Koran Batar, you don't lay in. In Maftirin Ben Novi, you don't have Haftar Ben Novi. Vein Osin Ma'amid Moshe, Vein Omin Birkas Avelim, Tanchumi Avelim Birkas Chasanim, etc. All the things that require Asar, right? So what's conspicuously missing from the list? It doesn't say In Koran Asar Megill, right? It doesn't say In Koran Asar Megill. So says the Baal HaMor, again, Teda, the Holo Taninim La B'masnisim De'in Porsin, Al Shema Vein Odin Lefnei Ateva. So maybe you'll say, okay, right? Often the Gemara tells us Tana v'Shia. Mishnayos don't always set out to be absolutely exhaustive in a listing they're giving. Says the Baal HaMor, but that's not going to fly here. Michdei b'maseches Megillah kaiminan. Amay lo choshev mikvei Megillah b'hadei hanoch de'enon pochos miyud. He says it's inconceivable that Megillah requires Asara, and that's the one thing which wouldn't be mentioned in this Mishnah, which is in Masachas Megillah. He says, "Va'amay lo usvei minei l'Rav Asi." He says, "So why didn't the Gemara confront and refute Rav Asi with this Mishnah?" Elavadai dekulei alman kra'a b'yachid yotza. That clearly, even Rav Asi wasn't precluding reading b'yachid. Shelo amru ela lehidur mitzvah lepersumei nisa. That Rav Asi is telling you again that Asari here is a more important Luchatchila, is a more important Hidur than any place else, but that's all it is. Lamaisa, you can read even B'yachid. And again, what's the Raya? That it's not mentioned in the Mishnah.
Are those two different things? Are those two different things, Hidur Mitzvah and
Pesumi Nisa? Yeah, maybe. maybe the Hidur mitzvah is sort of a more universal, and the Pesumei Nisa is what's special and distinguishing in terms of Mikra Megillah. Now let's take a look in the Ramban. Because we even have the last cases of the Mishnah that we didn't translate. Let's say when you're being poda, if you're going to redeem a karka which belongs to Hekdesh, so you're supposed to have 10 people to evaluate, to assess the value of the land. Or it talks about sheva brachos, that you need a minion for sheva brachos. It's not that these are such meisim b'chol yom that. Yeah, it mentions in terms of the certain types of tanchumei avelim which are only b'tzibur. It's not that we're talking about daily things. That once we're not talking about daily things, it seems kind of artificial to draw the line and preclude Megillah. Especially, that's what the Baal HaMor says. Especially Michdei Masachas Megillah Kaiminan. That's the context here. So comes the Ramban. There's actually a what turns out to be a very significant difference between the way we have it in the Lachamos and the way the Ran quotes it. So let's read both. So we'll see first in the Ramban, in Lachamos Hashem. Amar Kosev, Hashnuyim v'mishnaseinu kulam chovas hatzibohen v'einam elim v'mbechuyovim b'dovah. אבל במגילה כשם שהציבור חייב, כך כל יוחד ויוחד חייב. ויוחד שלא קורא צורך יוד משום פרסום מניסה ובין שיוצאו הן או שלא יוצאו, קורן ביוד להוציא היוחד מה שאין כן בשאור כל המצוות. So when Ramban comes, and says, no, I'll tell you why the Mishnah is not relevant to Rav and Ravasi. Because the role of the Din Asara in the Mishnah is totally different than the Asara in the Sugya of Rav and Ravasi. In the Sugya of Rav and Ravasi, the Din of Asara is for Pesumei Nisa. The Din of Asara is that the Chiyuv to lay in the Megillah is certainly a Chovas Yochid. Les Man de Polig, it's certainly a Chovas Yochid. The question is, since Mikra Megillah is about Pirsumei Nisa, so perhaps every Yochid needs an audience of at least 9 others so that he'll be accomplishing Pirsumei Nisa through the Kriyas HaMegillah, right? But it's certainly a Chovas Yochid, and the 10 just represents the requisite audience for the Yochid's Kriyas HaMegillah. Masha and Cain, the way we have the Ramban and Lachamos, so the Ramban is saying black and white, everything listed in the Mishnah, to say a Baruch Hu, to have a Chazaras Hashatz, it's not that, well, I have a Chiyuv to say Baruch Hu, I have a Chiyuv to say a Chazaras Hashatz, but I need an audience of 9. No, if you have 10 people who daven together, then the Tzibur has a Chiyuv to say Chazaras Hashatz. So the way you have this Ramban, so the Ramban seems to be black and white against what possibly is the view of Rabbeinu Chanano, right? The Ramban seems to be black and white because Kriyas HaTorah is also in this Mishnah M'chav Gimel, right? Kriyas HaTorah is in that Mishnah M'chav Gimel as well. So then this Ramban is saying explicitly that Kriyas HaTorah is a Chovas Tzibur, open and shut, right? And Kriyas HaTorah is a Chovas Tzibur.
Ravasi
is saying that, right?
Whether you have two people, and if you're all alone, you light the candles, no one argues with that. No one says, go get a minion to light candles.
Meaning even mainly when you're lighting outdoors to people outside. So the assumption is that over the course of the time that the candle is burning, that lots of people are going to see it. But when you light indoors, so there's no such assumption, and nevertheless, there's no din of asara. So how come, according to Avasi, the two are not analogous? I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. Something to think about. Rashi says, again, maybe when we get up to this and sort of learn the sugya for its own sake, we'll try to zero in on these things. Rashi says that it's not that Rav thinks that Pesume Nisa is dispensable, but Rav thinks that Bezmana you have the Pesume Nisa even B'yachid. That's correct. But Blinand, we sort of focusing on the sugya for a somewhat of a side point, but Blinand, we will learn the sugi again for its own sake. Okay, that's how we have the Ramban now here. Now, if you take a look in the way the Ran quotes the Ramban, he quotes it a little bit differently. It's the fifth line after the lines branch out in the Ran. He quotes the Baal HaMor. Then he says, "Haramban zal kasav she'ein zuraya, v'chol osam v'kachoshev hasam chovas tziburim." Ve'ein osin osam el im kein biyud, o rubom mechuyavim bedava, kigon shaloshan lukadish ubaruchu, avo b'megila lo bo'in en yud el mishum persumei nisa. Now here, right, so this is a little bit more of an arichos than we have in the Ramban. She'ein zuraya, again, he still seems to be, I mean, the deflection of the Baal HaMor's Raya is the same in that he's saying, no, whatever the Din HaSara is in the Mishnah, that's not what Ravasi's Din HaSara is by Megillah, right? But here he has that, O Ruba Mukhuyavim Badava. So what's the significance of that? So as follows. The Rav used to tell the story that that Reb Chaim was once traveling, and he disrupted his journey to get off the train, so that I don't know if it was a Sheni or a Chamishi to hear Kriyas HaTorah, because otherwise he was gonna miss out on Kriyas HaTorah, and you know. It wasn't Penn Station with trains every half hour, so it was a major disruption. So subsequently, he met his mechutin, the Rav's maternal grandfather, Veli Kushner, and somehow or other this came up in conversation, and Veli Kushner said, "I wouldn't have done it. I would have stayed on the train. Because after all, since Kriyas HaTorah is only a Chovas Tzibur, so to disrupt the journey and with all the fallout from that, I wouldn't do that for something which is only a Chovas Tzibur." So Reb Chaim answered, "I don't know if it's a Chovas Tzibur. I think we have to. It's a Chovas Yachid." So Veli Pushin said, but it says Mefurish in the Ramban in Megillah, that's a Chavis Tzibur. And he took out the Gemara in Megillah and said. So Reb Chaim said, no, it doesn't say here in the Ramban that it's a Chavis Tzibur. So what do you mean doesn't say it? So I don't. The Rav didn't say this explicitly, but it has to be that Reb Chaim was talking, I think, that Reb Chaim was talking about the Ramban as quoted in the Ran, okay? Because in the way we have it in the Mochamas, so there don't seem to be two tzadim. But Reb Chaim said like this: Ramban zal kosav she'ein zuraya, the chol osam de kachoshev hasam chovas tzibohem. Right? So far the same as in Mochamas. Now, what comes next? Ein osam elsam ela im kein biyud. So how are you supposed to read this? The Ramban says you need either 10 who are mukhiyavim, and then the Ramban says, or even less than 10. So if less than 10 is enough, so he could have just said, "Ein osin osam ela berubam mechuyavim b'davar." What is he saying? Either 10 or rubam mechuyavim b'davar. You hear Rabbi Osai? So what Reb Chaim said is as follows. I think if you reconstruct, so what Reb Chaim said is as follows, that there are really, you can talk about three types of cases, okay? One type of case is something which is a chovet tzibur. Chovet tzibur again means that the chiyuv is only incurred. The chiyuv is only chal on a tzibur. Okay. Another thing, and both of these first two things we're mentioning stand in contrast to Rav Asi's understanding of Megillah. Class number two of cases is something which is a chovas yachid, but the chovas yachid is to join with other yechidim who have a similar chiyuv and read b'tzivua. And class number three is something which is a chovas yachid, and the role of the tzibur is just the audience. Okay? Now, maybe we'll have that in a minute, Blinader. So Reb Chaim said that if you look carefully here, what the Ramban is saying, as quoted by the Ran, is that there are two types of things in the Mishnah Chav Gimel. Some of them are chovas tzibur, others are not chovas tzibur, others are chovas yachid, but the pshat is that your chiyuv is to join together with other yechidim who have a similar chiyuv to, and then be able to engage in this davash habikdusha, to be able to engage in this davash habikdusha. Now, and both of those stand in contrast to Rav Asi's version of Megillah, which is just that you need asara as an audience. Right? Is that clear, Rav Asi? And the nafgamina, which between the first two classes of mitzvahs is the following, right? This is another question halacha l'maaseh, right? Which comes up from time to time. How many people do you need who haven't heard Kriyas HaTorah in order to learn? Is it enough to have a rov tzibur and then you can say rubo kekulo, or do you need 10 who haven't heard Kriyas HaTorah yet, right? So Reb Chaim said, that's why the Ramban is telling us that there are two types of mitzvahs here. If it's a chovas tzibur, right? So that means that only a tzibur incurs the chiyuv, right? Only a tzibur incurs the chiyuv. Okay, so what kind of tzibur? What's the definition of the tzibur? The definition of the tzibur is that if you have 10 people who haven't heard Kriyas HaTorah, that's the definition of the tzibur. So then, the chiyuv is chal on them. They incur the chiyuv to read the Megillah, right? Now, what happens if it's a chovas yachid, but my chovas yachid is to join together with others who have a similar chovas yachid for this davash habikdusha, for this mitzvah? Then you will say rubo kekulo, and even a rov will be enough. Why is that? So let's try to understand. Let's take the following mashal. The Rav used to explain the following. Let's say there's a din of rubo kekulo, right? So at the seder, you don't have to drain the entire kos. It's enough to drink rov kos. When a shochet is shechting, he doesn't have to shecht the entire simonim. It's enough for him to shecht rov, right? The rov of one simon ba'oth and the rov of shnayim bebehema. Why? Because rubo kekulo. Good, fine. Okay, now. So let's say that a revius. Let's say, for argument's sake, is 4 ounces. Okay, just for purposes of illustration, let's say it's 4 ounces. So the din of rubo kekulo. So Pesach at the seder, I just have to drink a little bit more than 2 ounces. Now, why not say, hey, rubo kekulo? So instead of taking a kos, which is 4 ounces, which holds 4 ounces, I'll take a kos which holds 2.1 ounces, and I'll say rubo kekulo. Right. So this is, you want me to have a kos which holds 4 ounces. So I have the rove of the kos, and because it holds 2.1, right? So that you can't do, right? That obviously you can't do, right? So you can't say rubo kekulo there, right? You say rubo kekulo within the kos, right? You can say rubo kekulo for a shear if the object, if the entity, if the cheftza that's needed is present, then you can say rubo kakulo about the shear within that, right? But you can't say rubo kakulo to create the entity that's needed, right? And that's why you can say rubo kakulo that if I have a kos which holds 4 ounces, I only have to drink 2.1. But you can't say that if I have a kos which holds 2.1 ounces, that kos is big enough. Right? Is that clear, Avosa? So now, what's the analog to that over here? The analog to that over here is if it's a chovas tzibur, right? So then, no chiyuv exists, right? As yechidim, right? None of us have a chiyuv, right? Nothing exists for each yochid, right? The chiyuv will be created by the tzibur. The chiyuv will be created by the tzibur. You can't have a rubo kekulo. You're going to need 10 mechuyavim medava. So when we're counting heads to see if we can lay in, we have to count mechuyavim medava. We can't count someone who already heard Kriya Satora earlier. Masha and Cain, if Kriya Satora is a chovas yachid, right? So then the chiyuv exists. We're not looking to create the chiyuv. Elamai, there's a shear, again, that each of us who are mechuyavim already, right, we have to join together. The shear is we have to join together with a minyan to lay in, to read this, to say this davish of kedusha. So then you can say rubo kekulo. You can say rubo kekulo. So kunt ois, this is what Reb Chaim answered. He said, no, the Ramban didn't indicate clearly which class of mitzvahs Kriyas HaTorah belongs to. Is that clear, Avosai? When, in other words, what Reb Chaim claimed, and again, it only works in the way the Ran quotes the Ramban. I don't remember the Rav saying that when he told the story, but Mestama, that's what he had in mind. It only works in the way that the Ran's version of the Ramban. So then, the Ramban didn't deflect the Baal HaMoed by simply saying. That everything in the Mishnah Chav Gimel is a Chavas Tzibur. He deflected it by saying that on Chav Gimel, either it's a Chavas Tzibur, or if it's not a Chavas Tzibur, even if it's a Chavas Yachid, but you need at least 6 Mechuyavim Badavar. Because the mitzvah has to be carried out by Mechuyavim. Masha and Cain, Rav Asi's Din of Asara, is purely a Din of an audience. And that's why Rav Asi's din wouldn't have belonged in the Mishnah, and the Mishnah wouldn't contradict Rav Asi. Now, is that clear, Rav Asi, before we go on? Now this Ramban came in handy. There's another story. I'm not aware that the Rav used to tell this story, but this is a quote on other sources that. I think in the Sefer called Halichos HaGrach you'll find this story that it says that Reb Chaim was once in I think it says in Lodz in Poland, and the question came up again of whether or not it was enough to have Rov Mechuyavim in Kriyas HaTorah or whether you needed 10 Mechuyavim. So someone said that we have Rov, we can lay it. We have Rav, we can lay. Even though we don't have 10 who haven't heard Kriya Satara, we have 6 who haven't heard Kriya Satara, and 4 who already have. That's good enough. So Chaim said to him, no. The Chayodim has a suffix about it. Chayodim Mishnah Berurah quotes this Chayodim also. The Chayodim in Hilchos Kriya Satara has a suffix whether or not you need 10 Mechuyavim or Rav Mechuyavim. So the other guy answers, but it's Mefurish in the Ran. That Ruva Mechuyavim Badava is enough. Right? It's Mefurish in the Ran, so that the Chayodim overlooked the Ran, apparently, because the Ran is poshet, that suffix of a Chayodim. So Chaim said, no such thing. So again, same story. Runs over to the bookcase, comes back with his Ran, puts the finger on the place, and the Ran says, either Yud or Ruva Mechuyavim Badava. And Chaim said, no, that's not how to read it. Right. Got a lot of miles out of this Ramban, right? So the way to read it is Ein Osam Osam Elam Kein B'Yud is one class of mitzvahs in that Mishnah, right? One class of mitzvahs in the Mishnah, Achovas Tzibor, and if it's Achovas Tzibor, how many Mechuyavim do we need? All 10. The same way you can't say, Ruva Kekulo, it's enough that my kos is 2.1 ounces. No, my kos has to be 4 ounces. Or, the Ramban says, the other type of mitzvah listed in the Mishnah Chav Gimel is taka achovas yachid, and then if it's a chovas yachid, but just you're supposed to, there's a shear that you have to join together with others, then ruba mukhiyav medav is enough. Which of the two is kriyas haTorah? The Ramban never said. The Ran and the Ramban never said. So if that's the case, so the Chaya Adam Sofek remains b'mkoma, right? Remains b'mkoma. So basically, right, the two heoros, right, are being choshesh in opposite directions, right? The heoros which the Rav quoted to Rav Eli Prushiner was being choshesh for the oruba mukhiyav medava, right? The kriyas haTorah was a chovas yachid, and the heoros to this person in large was being choshesh for the first half, that maybe kriyas no stira, obviously, because that's what the Chaim said. It's not at all clear. It's not at all clear from the Ramban and the Ran, which of the two groups kriyas haTorah belongs with.
Or is offer different because that's not a mitzvah of Chris Torah, but that's a mitzvah of.
See, the truth is, on the contrary, when you have an extra reading of Pasha Zohar, the truth is it can get more complicated if you have a minyan. See, if you don't have a minyan, so again, what we're talking about here is what the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah and Sheni V'Chamishi is, right? And what the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah on Sheni V'Chamishi is. And we're going to make brachas. Okay. So is the mitzvah a chovas yachid, but yachidim have to band together? In which case, it's enough to have six who haven't heard Kriyas HaTorah? Or no, it's a chovas tzibur, in which case, we need 10 to first have the tzibur. You have to first have the kos. That's on Sheni V'Chamishi. Now, the question with Parshas Zohar, when you have an added reading of Parshas Zohar, see, the question is like this. What happens in general? That there's a tshuva in the Torah's Rafael from Rafael Shapiro, Chaim is a father-in-law. So I think the first two tshuvas in his sefer are about Birkas HaTorah, and he comments on the following minig, of which he disapproves. There is a minig that upon a siyum of Ksiva Sefer Torah, that they would lay in, as part of the celebration of the siyum Sefer Torah. So they would lay in from the newly finished Sefer Torah. And Torah Sefer doesn't like that minik. Why doesn't he like that minik? Because basically, he says that according to some Rishonim, any time you lay in Betzibor, you have to make Birkas HaTorah. That making brachas on Kriyas HaTorah Betzibor is not only on Sheni V'Chamishi, Shabbos and Yom Tov, and the prescribed Zmanim, but anytime you lay in Betzibor, you should say brachas. So to lay in at a siyum ksiva sefer Torah without brachas, according to those Rishonim, is wrong. Then he says, according to other Rishonim, that's not the case. According to other Rishonim, we have no right to just decide to get together tonight, take out a sefer Torah from the Aron Kodesh, and decide we're going to lay in with brachas. So you can't satisfy both sides of that machloka. So Mimela, he says that it's not right to add Kriyas HaTorah v'tzibur in Zmanim, which were not prescribed by Chazal. Right? So he objects that minyan to that minig by a siyum of Ksiva Sefer Torah. He would also object to the minig that some Chassidim have, that during the first 12 days of Nisan, that they take out a Sefer Torah and then they read the Parshas Nasiim from Parshas Naso for the same reason that he'll say manavshach. To say a bracha, I'm not willing to do that, because we should be choshesh for those opinions that you can only say brachas at the prescribed zmanim. On the other hand, without brachas, so there are even more opinions who say that you're not supposed to lay in betziba without brachas. So memeli, you can't cover yourself. So he says you shouldn't do it. So if anything, I don't know if you have a minion, so I don't know. So then you have to figure out whether Pasha Zohar, is it prescribed now since it's still Shabbos, or was it only prescribed as the maftir? I don't know. It could be even more complicated if you have a minion. If you don't have a minion and you're not making brachos, so then I think it's actually simpler than if you do have a minion. If you do have a minion, so then I guess we'd have to look at the sugya in the fourth parak, which talks about Pasha Zohar, and figure out whether or not maybe it's bizmano any time that Shabbos, even if it's not the maftir, maybe it's bizmano any time that Shabbos, and the Torah's Rafal wouldn't have any objections.
What about the Akafot?
See, that's probably is true if we look at the Mishnah Mechav test. But then l'chora, again, one would have to, if it ever came up alocha l'maisa with nigisha v'adas, one would have to stop and think through that probably then you would make the bracha, but we'd have to, maybe when we get to Choftes, it might take another couple of weeks, and we'll revisit that question.
The Akafot at night, when they make the clear.
Right, Simchas Torah night.
Yeah. That's also not for God.
I don't know. Apparently it is. There are different minhagim of three or five, but apparently, I don't know, I don't think he talks about that. I don't think it talks about that. I think in, where is it in Maaser Rav? Where is it recorded that the Vilna Gaon even used to take an aliyah some Simchas night? So apparently that, why isn't that problematic? I don't know, but apparently there the, I don't know. So maybe we have a few more minutes. Let's just try to maybe round out this. So basically, according to Reb Chaim, this question of whether Kriyas HaTorah is a Chovas Yachad, a Chovas Tzibur, at the end of the day, is a suffix which emerges from the Ramban. Right? It's a suffix which emerges from the Ramban. Now, is there anything more definitive in the Rishonim about this? So you have the following. Actually, I think the Rif in Megillah. The Rishonim deal with the following problem. The Gemara in Sota says that Kevin Sheniftach Sefer Torah also the Sefer Afilu B'Dvar Halacha. That once the Sefer Torah is opened for Kriyas HaTorah, so then it's also to talk, even about learning. Also the Sefer Afilu B'Dvar Halacha. So that's the Gemara in Sota. Then the Gemara in Brachos tells the story that Rav Sheshes during Kriyas HaTorah have a mahadur ape vigoris. He would turn his face away from the Sefer Torah, and he would continue his own learning. And he said, anan bididan v'inhu bididu. Right? We do our thing. They do that. That's anan bididan, inhu bididu. So the question is, how we reconcile what Rav Sheshes did with the Gemara in Sota. So the Rishonim in Brachos talk about it, as well as the Rishonim in Sota. So the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachos and Tosfos in Sota give the following answer. This is one of the answers they give. There are others as well. But one of the answers they give is the following, that Rav Sheshes was blind. Rav Sheshes was a Sagi Noha. And as a result, since there's a din that Dvarim Shebichsav, right, that you're not supposed to learn or study Torah Shebichsav Balpeh. Torah Shebichsav, the same way Torah Shebalpeh, once upon a time, Kishma Kein Hayasa, was something that had to be studied orally, so too, conversely, Torah Shebichsav is something which has to be studied Mitoch HaKsav. So Rav Sheshes, who was a Sagi Nahor, so he obviously was precluded from doing that. So Memela, he was part of Kriyas HaTorah. If he was part of Kriyas HaTorah, so then he had a right to continue learning B'Shas Kriyas HaTorah. But everyone else who's not part of Kriyas HaTorah, so for them you have the Gemara in Sota of Kevin Sheniftach Asa L'Sapa Fil B'Dvar HaLoch. Now, so this is a little bit subtle, but let's try to follow here. What's the big deal that Rav Sheshes was blind? So he won't be the Baal Kori. Not everyone gets to be the Baal Kori anyway. So someone else will be the Baal Kori, and he'll listen to Kriyas HaTorah. So why was his blindness an impediment? So clearly, right, and this gets us into another fundamental question by Kriyas HaTorah, that this view in the Rishonim, in the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, and Tosfos and Sota think that the chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah is a chovas kriya. And so how is everyone other than the Baal Kori being Yotze? Well, being Yotze Shomei HaKona. That's clear, right? That inference is clear, because if it's only a mitzvah to listen to Kriyas HaTorah, right, there's no din that for me to listen to a pasuk, I have to be following along inside in a chumash. There's no such din as that. So clearly the din must be that the mitzvah is basically to read. The only thing is, the mitzvah is to say Kiddush also, not to listen to Kiddush, but Elamai Shomei Kona. By my listening, it's as if I said Kiddush. So by my listening, same thing with Megillah. The mitzvah is not to listen to the Megillah, the mitzvah is to read the Megillah. So, but by my listening to the Megillah being read, it's as if I read the Megillah. So according to this view in Rabbeinu Yonah and Tosfos, by my listening to Kriyas HaTorah, it's as if I have read Kriyas HaTorah. Now, then, what Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah and Tosfos say make perfect sense. You can't obligate a Sagi Nohor in reading Kriyas HaTorah, because Dvarim Shevuchsav Iyatara Shaila Omem Alpeh. Even though he can have recourse to Shomei Ka'ona, but Afal Pichein, you can't obligate him in something which is basically also. Good. So far. Now, but there's one more inference to be drawn. And that is, if Kriyas HaTorah is a Chovas Kriya, so then it also follows that Kriyas HaTorah is a Chovas Yochid. Okay? So again, the line of reasoning here is, if a Sagi Nohor is Potor, that points to the fact that Kriyas HaTorah is a Chi of Kriya, not a Chi of to listen. And if it's a Chi of Kriya, that points to the fact that it's a Chovas Yochid. Why? Because think about it. If it's a Chovas Tzibor, so if Kriyas HaTorah is a Chovas Tzibor, so what's the Chi of that in theory 10 people should be reading simultaneously? Or no? Doesn't it make much more sense if it's a Chovas Tzibor, is that we should have a collective Kriyas HaTorah? How do you have a collective Kriyas HaTorah? So one person reads and the other 9 join with him by listening. Not they join with him by being credited with it by Shomei Ka'ona as well. So if it's a Chovas Tzibor, so then it should follow that the definition of the mitzvah is that the Torah should be read b'tzibor. Now how do we divide up the roles here? How do we give out the parts in this play? So one person gets the speaking part and 9 people get listening parts. But if it's a Chovas Tzibor, it's not that everyone in the Tzibor becomes chayav to read. It's that the Torah should be read b'tzibor, which entails one person reading, 9 people listening. So again, to review, if Rabbeinu Yonah and Tosfos and Sota can tell us that because he's a Sagi Nohor, he was Potor, that means because it's a Chi of Kriya, and it's only a Chi of Kriya if you hold that it's a Chovas Yochid. So the emphasis is that view in the Rishonim, L'chore very clearly, albeit subtly, does indicate that Kriyas HaTorah is a Chovas Yochid. Now just to confuse things a little bit more, just one last. The relationship is only in one direction, right? If it's a Chi of Kriya, so then that has to assume that it's a Chovas Yochid. But you can go in the other direction. You can say it's a chovas yachid, but not necessarily a chovas kriya. It could be shmiya, right? But it's a one-way street. If you hold it's a chi of kriya, then you're holding it's a chovas yachid. You could have held it's a chovas yachid and still say, but the mitzvah is to listen to the Megillah. The same way that an isha has a chovas yachid of listening to the Megillah, not necessarily reading the Megillah. And I'll just conclude with one last story, which the Rav used to tell. It's a fascinating story. Once the Panosia Kehila came running to his father, all agitated. What happened? The Balkorei was blackmailing them. Balkorei wanted a race, and they said no. The majority turned them down. So he said, "You do what you want, but I just want you to know that Shabbos, when I'm lining, I have in mind to be motzi those who voted for the race." And those who voted against the race, I have in mind not to be Moses. So they were all upset at this blackmail. So the Rav said his father told him not to worry about it, because by Kriya Satara the mitzvah is just to listen. If the mitzvah is just to listen, you don't need Shomer Ka'ona, right? Shomer Ka'ona is when my mitzvah is to say Kiddush. If my mitzvah is to say Kiddush, so then the din is, as the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, that there has to be a kavana of the person saying Kiddush to be Motzimi. And I have to have kavanah to be yotzei with his kiddush. Ad sheyiskaven shomeya umashmiya. However, when there's a mitzvah shmiya, so then you don't need that the person reading or saying has a kavanah lahotzi, because you're not relying on shomeya ka'ona. So the fact that he's reading Kriya Satorah and I'm hearing Kriya Satorah is enough. So so that's what he said, that the blackmail doesn't work. So again, if it's a chovas kriya, so that assumes that it was a chovas yachid, but it doesn't have to go in the other direction. The fact that it's a chovas yachid doesn't have to link up necessarily with chovas kriya.
Isn't the Rambam talking that the kishvat is a chovas shmiya, but yeah, he says about the keah haftavonet to let whoever is listening.
Right, he does. So there, the Rav had a whole shtekel tera to explain. Right.
So his kavanah is that
we relate
the
mitzvah. Exactly.